Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an amen style break and turning it into something that feels human, emotional, and ready for a sunrise set in Ableton Live 12. Now, this is not about making the break super polished. It's not about flattening the life out of it. The whole point is to keep that jungle energy, that nostalgia, that little bit of instability, while giving it enough control to sit in a modern DNB arrangement. Think storytelling, not just drum programming. If you've ever heard an amen loop that just feels like it's breathing with the track, that's the vibe we're after. Slight movement, subtle groove, a few ghost notes, some tasteful effects, and just enough imperfection to make it feel played by a person instead of drawn by a mouse. Let's start with the context. For a sunrise emotion track, the break usually has to do a few things at once. It needs to support the pads and atmosphere. It needs to hit hard enough to keep the energy moving. And it needs to feel open, reflective, and alive. So we're going to aim for that middle ground between tight and loose, clean and gritty, emotional and functional. First thing, load your amen into Ableton. You can drop it into an audio track, or if you want more control, put it into simpler and use slice mode. If your sample is already pretty clean and tight, slicing to MIDI is a great way to start, because it lets you shape each hit individually. Set your tempo around 174 to 176 BPM if you want that modern drum and bass feel. Then set up a 16-bar loop, so you can hear how the variation evolves over a longer phrase. That's important, because sunrise-style drum programming is not just about one cool bar. It's about the arc. It's about making the break feel like it's changing over time. Now before we start moving notes around, think about the role of the break in the arrangement. Is this an intro? Is it a breakdown? Is it supporting a second drop? That matters, because humanization should match the emotional job of the section. In an intro, you might want more space. In a drop, more drive. In a breakdown, more ghost notes and breathing room. Once the amen is loaded, identify the main elements. Kick, snare, ghost snare, hats, shuffles, little tail fragments, all that good stuff. Don't think of it as one loop anymore. Think of it like a tiny performance made of different energy lanes. The core kick and snare lane should stay dependable. The lighter details are where you can get expressive. Now make a second version of the pattern. Don't just loop the exact same bar over and over. That's the fastest way to make the break feel robotic. Instead, create small changes every 2 or 4 bars. Maybe remove one hat hit. Maybe mute a tiny tail fragment so the next phrase opens up. Maybe shift one ghost snare slightly late so it feels more hand-played. These little changes are what make the break feel intentional. When you're nudging notes, keep the movement tiny. We're talking a few milliseconds, not sloppy offsets. Ghost notes can sit a little late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds behind the grid. A kick pickup can lean slightly early if you want more push. Hats can float around the grid a little more freely, but your main snare should stay solid. That snare is your anchor. In drum and bass, if the snare loses authority, the whole break loses its spine. Next, let's talk about velocity, because this is huge. If every hit is the same velocity, the break sounds mechanical. You want contrast. Strong main snare hits. Softer ghost snares. Hats that vary in intensity. A few accents that pop a little harder. That contrast gives the break emotional shape. A good starting point is to keep main snare hits fairly strong, ghost notes much lower, and hats somewhere in the middle with occasional accents. If you're working in MIDI, this is easy to sculpt directly. If you're working with Audino, you can fake the same effect with clip gain, volume automation, or by layering a quieter parallel copy. The goal is the same either way: give the break some dynamic breathing room. If you want a little extra control, use the velocity MIDI effect lightly. Don't smash the dynamics. Just give the range a subtle push or gentle random variation if needed. Very small changes are enough. We're not trying to make the break chaotic. We're trying to make it feel performed. Now let's add groove. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing or MPC style groove. Keep it light. Around the low to mid 50s is usually a good starting point. The key is not to overswing the whole thing, especially the snare. The snare needs to stay confident. Let the hats, ghost notes, and little in-between details loosen up more than the backbone. A good trick is to apply groove to the clip, then manually correct the snare if it starts drifting too much. That way you get movement without losing the drum statement. This is one of those places where a little human feel goes a long way. Now we get into the sunrise emotion part. This is where FX come in, but the important thing is restraint. You do not want to wash the breakout in reverb and lose the punch. You want glow, not fog. Set up a return track with echo or reverb, and keep it filtered. For echo, a short delay time like an eighth note or dotted eighth can work well. Keep the feedback low so it doesn't get messy. Roll off the low end so the repeats don't clutter the groove. For reverb, use a moderate decay, not a giant wash. Keep the send subtle. We're talking about adding space and shimmer, not drowning the break. Auto filter is great here too. You can automate the cutoff so the break opens up over 4 or 8 bars. That kind of movement is perfect for sunrise energy, because it feels like the track is slowly revealing itself. A gentle filter opening can make a section feel huge without needing a hard riser or a dramatic fill. Now let's give the break some cohesion. Group the break layers and process them on a bus. A simple chain might be EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and maybe a light compressor. With EQ8, clean up any muddied low mids if the break feels boxy. High pass the very bottom if there's rumble down there. Tame harsh top end only if you need to. Be careful not to over-EQ it. The amen should still sound like itself. Then use saturator very subtly. Just a little drive can bring warmth and density. Think character, not destruction. A bit of soft clipping can help the break feel more glued together. Drum bus is great for this too. A little drive, a little transient shaping if the break feels flat, maybe a touch of crunch if you want extra bite. Again, subtlety matters. In sunrise material, you want the break to feel alive and present, not crushed. If the whole thing needs a bit of glue, add a compressor with a gentle ratio and medium attack, so the transient can still breathe. You're just holding the performance together, not smashing it into a brick. Now for the fun part, little imperfections. This is where the break starts to feel lived in. Copy a quiet snare tail into a new lane. Add a tiny chopped fragment before a downbeat. Maybe place a filtered hat roll before a phrase change. These micro edits make the loop feel like it's responding to the arrangement. A really nice move is to create a ghost layer that stays tucked away behind the main break. Keep it filtered, keep it quiet, and let it add atmosphere without crowding the main hits. If you want a more underground feel, let that layer slowly open over time. That creates tension and release in a very musical way. And that brings us to arrangement. A sunrise break should evolve over 8 or 16 bars. For example, start stripped back, then bring in ghost notes and more top-end detail. Then open the filter and let the full break breathe. Then add one small fill or reverse fragment to lead into the next section. The idea is to create contrast windows. Not every bar needs to do the same thing. Make one bar a little more relaxed, then the next one a little tighter. That push and pull is what reads as emotion. It's subtle, but listeners feel it. Also, watch your transient stacking. If the amen slice, snare layer, and extra percussion all hit at once, the groove can lose definition. If that happens, soften one layer or move it slightly so the break can breathe. This is especially important in DNB, where punch and clarity matter a lot. At this stage, check the low end and mono compatibility. The break itself should stay mostly mono-friendly. If there's too much low-end spill, clean it up. Keep the actual sub-bass separate. The amen can carry the attitude, but your sub should stay focused and intentional. And make sure the snare remains centered and strong, because that is still the emotional anchor of the whole groove. A really useful workflow here is to resample once the feel is right. When the break is sounding good, print it to audio. That makes it easier to do micro edits, reverse hits, filter sweeps, and transition tricks without getting lost in endless MIDI tweaking. Once you've got the performance, commit it. Let's quickly review the mindset. Humanizing an amen does not mean making it messy. It means giving it believable movement. Use tiny timing shifts. Use velocity contrast. Keep the snare dependable. Let the ghost notes and top-end details do the expressive work. Use subtle groove, subtle saturation, subtle delay, and controlled filter movement to create sunrise emotion. If you want the easiest path forward, here's a simple practice pass. Load the amen into simpler or slice it to MIDI. Make a 4-bar loop. Change a handful of velocities so your ghosts and accents are clearly different. Nudge a few hits slightly off the grid. Add one echo send and one auto filter automation lane. Run the break through drum bus or saturator with a light touch. Then duplicate it and make the next version a little more open. Bounce it to audio, listen in mono, and see if it still feels alive. If it does, you're in the zone. And if it doesn't, do less. That's the big secret. When a break feels too mechanical, don't pile on more notes. Remove one thing. Make one lane simpler. Give the groove more air. Let the performance breathe. That's how you build a sunrise-ready amen variation in Ableton Live 12. Not by over-editing it, but by shaping it like a story. A little tension. A little release. A little human imperfection and a lot of feel. All right. Lock that in. Bounce it down, and listen for the emotion. If the break feels like it's moving with the track instead of looping at the track, you nailed it.